A deal could weaken Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition, which includes two far-right factions that have threatened to leave the government if Israel makes too many concessions. Members of the opposition have promised to give Netanyahu the support he needs, but the hardliners' anger could be a source of instability down the road. 10 hardline members of Israel's parliament have sent a letter to the Prime Minister expressing their opposition to a deal that does not allow Israeli soldiers to maintain a presence in some parts of the Gaza Strip. That's previously been a non-starter for Hamas. Netanyahu's hoping a Trump administration will persuade his partners to remain in the government. I'm Charles de Ledesma.